Golf might well be an individual sport, but when it comes to competing at the NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association, level, contributing to team success is often the greater focus. It can also be a focus that, not surprisingly, circles around to feed individual success. Such were the learnings of Alex Foulke, fresh off his sophomore year with the Seattle University Redhawks. A JUCO transfer from the Ranger College Rangers in Texas, the longtime local AAA hockey talent who traded a stick for a club enjoyed a season that easily surpassed his most optimistic of expectations back in the fall. At the beginning of the year, I didn't expect to play in every single tournament, especially being on such a good team here, but I worked my way into our lineup, said Foulke. Events such as the season-opening Husky Invitational, Bremerton, Washington, and the Oregon State Beaver Invitational, Corvallis, Oregon, became the foundation upon which a more than solid season would ensue. The first tournament in September was at Gold Mountain Golf Club, site of numerous U.S. amateur championships, a beautiful course, Foulke said. In the first two rounds, I didn't do too well, but in my third round, I was one under. When I finished that round, I realized that I definitely do belong here and I can help contribute. Equally as critical to his success was the realization that for all his achievements in the junior ranks in Sudbury, Foulke knew his golf game needed to evolve in order to hold his own with the Redhawks. I was prepared enough, coming in, but definitely not to the level that is expected out here, Foulke said. We have an awesome coach, Mark Chandonnet, and he's done a lot for my game, both on the course and away from the course. My game is astronomically different from where I was in September, he said. Just in terms of the way I think the game through, it's two different worlds entirely. In terms of getting to that next step, it was a big learning process and it was fun. The challenge that comes from playing courses ranging from Poppy Hills at Pebble Beach to Boulder Creek Golf Course, site of the WAC Championships, cannot be overstated. It requires even the best of regional golfers to understand that the learning curve is only just beginning. I was kind of like a sponge at the beginning of the year, with all of that talent around, said Foulke. When I had a bad round in a tournament, I would take something from that round that I could bring to the next round to help my team. That was kind of my mindset. That said, there was always that comfort zone within the skill set that he would take to the very first tee. For me, it's my short game, Foulke said. The reason I can compete at this level is because of what I can do with the ball around the greens. Obviously, my long game needs to improve. That's been kind of a weakness for me before, but it is getting better with all of the coaching and development here. Soon, he will be home for the summer, and for as much as there is work to be done on his game, Foulke remains anxious for a return to a setting that he enjoys on so many levels. There are so many great people that I get to spend summer with, all of my friends who are part of this journey, he said. And I'm fortunate to have two great facilities, Timberwolf Golf Club and the Idlewild Golf and Country Club, there and good people to play with. With a berth at the NCAA regionals determined based on either winning a conference title or ranking within the top 60 or so in the NCAA at season's end, Foulke and his teammates are looking to the latter as taking away the winner-take-all pressure of the former. We lost the conference championships this year after being one of the higher-ranked teams, said Foulke. We had a rough first day, but we beat every team in the field the last 2 days. That was a little tough to stomach. And while there could well be some individual highlights along the way, Foulke looks to the 2022-2023 season with his team at the forefront of his vision. We have just one senior graduate, he said. We want to build from event to event, the whole year, to get to a position where we can be successful in the latter part. It's big picture goals. It's not a mindset of you need to shoot this score, but more about doing what I can do to contribute. That, he hopes, will continue to spell success. Randy Pascal is a sports writer in Greater Sudbury. Pursuit is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.